Hi guys, welcome to my podcast channel. You know, as usual, I always have your back. It is my Daily Dance podcast, and it's always a pleasure having you guys here. So today, I have a special guest for you, and today is a special episode. I know you guys are going to love and enjoy this. Make sure you listen to this podcast to the very end. So I'm going to let our guest introduce himself, and trust me, today is going to be amazing. So introduce yourself, please.
I'm William from the University of Ghana. Nice to meet you all.
Okay, so William, we are happy to have you here, and we are glad you're on the show.
I'm glad to be here.
Okay, so today our topic is volunteering and internships. I know, like, this is one of the things that we really talk about all the time, but nobody really says anything about it. So today we're trying to put it into light and then see what we can bring out of this whole thing. So one question is volunteering and internships, are they the same?
Volunteering can be done by anyone who is able and willing to work. While usually internship is usually done by students or trainees.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to say that they have similarities, which is the volunteers and then the interns. So it's more like free work. It's like you're putting yourself out there to do something for free. Okay. Even though some internships have some little tokens attached to it, it's usually perceived to be free work. And both of them are to add experience to what you already have. I mean, sometimes some people go to school like from their childhood to adulthood, and they haven't even done any hands-on work. So it kind of provides the people with experience. So I'm going to dive in into the challenges that people that are interning face. And I mean, this is amazingly crazy. Like, sometimes, I mean, like, a lot of people have different experiences. A lot of people have so much to say about interning. Okay. So I think I'm just going to talk about some of them that are common, right? So one of them is getting the actual internship. Like, trust me, hey, it is hard to get internships in like top companies like Cocoa Board, Nestle, Fan Milk. See,
yeah, I know what you're saying. Right now, you know, you are in Ghana. If you don't know someone who knows someone who knows someone, you're not getting anywhere. If you want to get the best, you gotta know someone. If your uncle doesn't know someone, maybe your auntie, if your mother, what's up? You're not going anywhere.
So I remember that when I wanted to do my internship, the very first time, my dad didn't really agree because he wasn't okay with me doing the internship. But the second time I tried, it was kind of difficult for me to even get a place to do my internship. And I mean, the struggle was real. The struggle was very real.
Did you know someone?
I knew someone.
Yeah.
I knew someone. So the struggle was real, and like we had to actually pull strings of like, oh, auntie, uncle, do you know anybody who can get me into to do my internship and everything? But trust me, this is terrible. Like, this is terrible. Even for people to go through this, it's just terrible enough. Because internships are not supposed to be, like, so much of a big deal that it's not like you are going to work there for a year or 3 years or something. It's just, like, for a short period. So, I mean, like, and it's like you are going to avail yourself to do the work for free. So why wouldn't they allow people to come and work? That is what I don't understand. Why wouldn't they allow people to come and work? Hey, Ghana, I don't know what is going on. I don't know what is going on at all. But like, this is really bad. This is really, really bad. Getting the internship alone is a big problem. Getting the internship alone is a big problem. So, do you have anything to say?
I think you've said it all. Okay. If you don't know anyone, you ain't going anywhere.
Okay, so, when you get the actual internship, then you now have to come and deal with not being valued and not being appreciated. Hey, like, you struggle, or you struggle and go and pull strings to get this internship, and then you go, and then you are not even valued. You don't even get any actual working experience. You are just there. They are using you, overusing you. In fact, they now what you have to do is they send you. You become an errand system where you go up and down. In fact, when you are working in a company that has a lot of floors, sorry for you. You will go to third floor, go to the fifth floor, go to this floor, go up, and you're like, oh God, why? Like, why did I come and intern in the first place? People struggle. They struggle. And then they use their own resources to get there. They use their own resources to buy clothes, try and look sharp for the work, thinking that they are actually coming to get some hands-on experience. And then they become an errand system for the company. They become the actual errand system. In fact, I was sitting in a bus, and then I heard one guy on the phone, and all he said was like, some of the interns cried, I wish we got some, so that at least if we can be sending them, and then they'll be going up and down and buying us our food and things. At least at the end of the day, we'll sign the papers for them. And I was like, wow, like, even our mindset on internships are wrong. Our mindset on this whole thing, why you need to intern, and the value that it adds to you and adds to your CV. I mean, like, it's all gone. It's all gone. Right now, it's like people just do it because they have to do it. Because I think we mentioned that some people need to do it because of their curriculum system. And then some people just have to do it. It's a must for them. So they have to intern whether they like it or not, or they won't graduate from school. And they have to deal with this because they have to do it. But other schools do not allow, I mean, it's not a requirement for anything. If you intern or you don't intern, nobody really cares because it's your life. And I think that is how it's supposed to be. And because the value of the internship is not even there. It's not being appreciated. So why do we go on and do this if at the end of the day, you don't get any working experience? Because that is why you are going there. You are going there to get some hands-on experience. But this is the case. You don't even get access to the place. And when you do get access to the place, you are being used as an errand system. I mean, it's just too much for me to think about. It's just too much for me to imagine. So, you actually finish your internship and you expect some funds.
Yeah, but they don't actually pay you. It's free work. You come here during the whole summer. I think that's Ghana's rainy season. Yeah, you come here for 3 months. You don't really do anything. You just come, you go up and down. They send you. You spend your own money. You look sharp every day just to go and buy a watchy.
Well, I do know that some companies pay you, because where I did my internship, they didn't really, it's not like a, if I say pay, then it sounds somebody, but it's more like a token, like just so that you can at least have some money that you lost whilst transporting yourself there. And I think that that is fair, that you actually got something small to compensate you for everything. But basically, we don't really learn so much on the internship thing. And I mean, I know a couple of people that have actually learned a lot. They have gotten the hands-on experience. But the thing is that, how many people?
Yeah, but when we look at that, it's not really much. If you take, let's say, 100 people, like, I'm sure about 80 to 90% don't really learn anything. It's only the 10% that do.
Okay. So, it doesn't really make sense when you have to go through all this to get the internship, and then you get it, and then it becomes a problem. So, I mean, and there's this thing that, where I worked, some of the ladies faced is being hit on by men. And this is like a really serious issue. I don't know why people do this, but I mean, it's so wrong that you see young people coming into the office to seek some work experience. People are eager to learn, and then you are hitting on them. I mean, this doesn't even make sense. And I even learned that someone got raped at her workplace where she was supposed to be working. I mean, this is too much. This is too much. And things have to be done. Measures have to be taken. Things need to be more serious with this internship thing. If people are going to do it, then let them work. Let them get the experience they came there for. Don't let them just come in, run around trying to buy you your wache and then your bankus in the afternoons and all that. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Why would someone leave their house dressed for work, dressed really good for work with a suit and a tie just to go and buy wache? I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, let's just think about this. How many people will actually go through this? And I think it's all about our mindset. Our mindset is so corrupt at the moment. Like, a lot of things that need to be easy to go have to be so difficult and so tedious and everything. It doesn't make sense. So I'm going to talk about the challenges of volunteering, right? Volunteering is really not appreciated. It's same thing as the internship, but I think the internship it becomes more valuable because the person gets to add this to the CV, and it is actually counted as working experience. You get it. Even though the person might not have done anything, it forms part of the person's working experience. But when you are volunteering, it doesn't count as working experience for some companies, unless you are working with an NGO. Let me be specific, international NGOs. Yesterday, I went for a seminar and we spoke about a lot of things. And I mean, this was one of the things that came out, that volunteering, you volunteer, you do a whole lot of things. You go and help the less privileged. You are helping people that are in need. You are volunteering your all. And then it's not even counted as part of anything for you. It's on your CV for sure. You get it. It's on your CV for sure. Because nobody is really... nobody appreciates you volunteering. It's only the international communities that take this thing very seriously. So at the end of the day, the recruiters will see that, oh, you volunteered and you volunteered and you volunteered. But, I mean, does that get you the job? No, it doesn't get you the job. They want actual working experience, right? So at the end of the day, you have volunteered for a lot of things, but you won't get the job. I mean, it's that simple. So the internship is more, I think internships are more valued than volunteering, because I think that we said earlier on that they are not the same. So if you missed what we said, please go back and go and listen to what we said, because they are not the same. And all of them require sacrifice, and sacrificing your time, your energy, and everything. I think all of them require sacrifice, and it is amazing what people are doing. People are volunteering, people are interning, but I think that the volunteering is where people are more, they are putting in more, because it requires more sacrifice. It requires more sacrifice. But the intern is like, you need a paper. You need it. You need it so that you can add it to your CV. You need them to sign it for you. So that is why you are there. But the volunteering is something you want to impact children. Maybe you want to do something, and then you just want to touch the other lives of people. And I mean, that is just enough for you. But the reward is more like just the satisfaction that you feel in your spirit. But the internship, the reward is the paper that you get, you know, afterwards. They sign for you and everything. Yeah. So, William, do you have anything to say so far, how we've come and everything that we've said? Do you have anything that you want to say?
Yeah, you know, internship and volunteering, we're not saying they are bad. You face many problems, but they are really good for you. Even though maybe you might hate it, you might not like it, internship for once, if you do it, you get a working experience. Maybe not the one you wanted, but at least you see how the business operates. You see the inner mechanisms. Yeah. Volunteering, you are helping your community. There are so many people out there who need help. You don't have to really do anything big. Just help someone. Help someone, help someone. Maybe there are plenty in our country, there are so many illiterates. You can start maybe a reading school for them. That's also volunteering. You don't have to get paid. You don't have to do it for the glory. You don't have to do it for anything. You're just helping your nation.
All right. I think William has said it all. William has really said it all, that you it's not about the glory that you get, but just like putting yourself out there. And I think that I met some really amazing people at the conference, and it was so amazing that I think I'm going to try and build something with them, but I don't want to mention their names. Maybe I will try and get one of them on the shows today. Oh, sorry, I mean on the next episode. So, I mean, stay tuned for that, because you're going to be hearing amazing, amazing, amazing things. And you know, as always, we have your back. We have your back. We have your back. So today, we are going to throw a challenge to our guest on the show. Yes! Yeah, yeah! So, I hope you guys have seen the trend on social media. The tongue twisters. Yes. And William is going to do one for us. And we are going to throw you a challenge as well. So, I mean, get ready for this. So, William, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I'm
okay,
sure.
Okay, let's go.
Can hair and hair and A. can hear 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 hair. Oh, I think I messed it up. I messed it up.
Well, nice try, though. Nice try.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, you know, coming on the show and, you know, trying to do everything. Like, we really appreciate this. So, you know, as always, it's been your girl, Deanne. And this is my Daily Deanne podcast. Make sure you follow my Instagram, is my Daily Deanne, on Twitter, and we're on YouTube as well. So you can follow my Daily Deanne everywhere. And our guest has been William from University of Ghana. And as always, we want to say thank you for listening in to my Daily Deanne podcast. It's been an amazing episode, and we hope that you have learned something today. And as always, we are going to see you next week. No, you get to hear from us next week. Make sure you come and listen. Okay. Make sure you listen. Yay.
Be out of the country, yeah, be flexing, sipping the coffee, no stressing, rushing our peers, me ex and your cash. Ready, she wanna compete, or jammy when your iPhone 7. Clearly, she had intentions to hurt and tease, get away to get a gold dig in heaven. They be me fun, cast some tina. These are the things on my past, I can't let go, brethren. We never coaching our baby, I could cast it with jammy, you humble my quadiphobia, what's a 7. Into me, but passport never said the aqua, but it's a copy, baby, I bought. Yeah, passport never said the aqua, but it's a copy, baby, I bought. Nana, maybe passport never said the aqua, but it's a copy, baby, I bought.
Yeah,
because maybe passport never said the aqua, but it's a copy, baby, I bought. Yeah. Mese me be passport never sadi ya kwa buru chiri. Passport never sadi ya kwa buru chiri. Passport never sadi ya kwa buru chiri. Ako pe brebi abo. Mese me be passport never sadi ya kwa buru chiri. Passport never sadi ya kwa buru chiri. Mame passport never sadi ya kwa buru chiri. Ako pe brebi abo. M.O.T. Swear.
Passport never sadi ya kwa buru chiri. Yo. You all just went, left the country, decided to go someplace else and go chill, Charlie. It'd be very difficult, I tell you. It's a passport never said that your club would have cheated, I could be brave, yeah, but Bella Boy vibe.